welcome to Radio in Country in Blue. You are listening to the Young Americans radio show on 88.4 or 92.8 FM. You can also follow us at www.radioincountry.org. You are listening now to I'm Not Like the Other Girls Hour. I'm your host for tonight, Maddie, and I'm going to let my co-hosts introduce themselves as well.
Hi, I'm Amberly. Happy to be here.
And I'm Kat, also happy to be here.
And our first song of the night is A Pearl by Mitski.
You're growing tired of me. You love me so hard and I still can't sleep. You're growing tired of me. And all the things I don't talk about.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope we all enjoy starting off strong with Mitski. I thought about starting off with Class of 2013, and then I realized that would be crazy. So, as Kat, I'm sure, wants to talk about...
I would have to agree, starting off with Class of 2013, anyone who's familiar with Mitski's sort of songs, that one is kind of a downer. So, I think you made the right choice starting off with... what you chose. Again, like, a wonderful artist. I would definitely recommend, if anyone liked that song, to check out more of her stuff, because it's a lot similar to what you just heard.
I've never really listened to Mitski, so love that. I always confused her with Suki Waterhouse for some reason, but I don't know. I think she's cool.
I get it. They occupy the same part of my brain. I think for the most part too, just because so much of the music I listen to is just whatever I like that was used in like fan edits on TikTok. So Mitski is just Attack on Titan for me, which everything is, including our next song. I really got obsessed with the song just because I saw so many edits on TikTok that made me cry. And so it is The Great War by Taylor Swift.
Sleep talk, spineless in my tomb of silence. Tore your banners down, took the battle underground. And maybe it was ego swinging. Maybe it was her. Flashes of the battle come back to me in a blur. both drank my poison all alone. You said I have to trust more freely, but diesel is desire. You were playing with fire, and maybe it's the past that's talking, screaming from the crypt, telling me to punish you for things you never did. So I justified it, all that blood shed, crimson clover, uh-huh. The bombs were close to my hand, was the one you reached for. All throughout the Great War, always remember, uh-huh. The burning embers, I vowed not to fight anymore. If we survived the Great War,
welcome back. That was The Great War by Taylor Swift. That song definitely has a special place in my heart. I remember all last spring going every night to watch the live streams of what the surprise songs were at the Eras Tour. And when I saw that one was played, I had a whole mental breakdown. And my best friend took a lot of pictures of me crying, like in front of my phone on my bed. But it all worked out because I got good songs at my night of the surprise tour too. But
I will constantly be jealous that you managed to get tickets to her tour. I mean, like, it was crazy. Like, that whole ticket sale fiasco.
Yeah, literal bloodbath. If she had played the, like, number of concerts that all the tickets sold, she would have been on tour for 90 years.
Wow.
Every day.
Yeah. 90 years?
Yeah.
Really?
There was that many tickets that, like, oversold that weren't real tickets. Because it was just, there was just so much going on, so much confusion.
We really survived the Great War, Ticketmaster bloodbath. But I was able to get tickets because, as luck would have it, my roommate gave me the flu. So I was already out sick from school that day, and I was able to just sit in my bed and wait in the Ticketmaster queue line for 8 hours to get those tickets. So, yay.
Yeah, I would say I'm jealous, but I would rather just not have the flu.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I mean, anything for Taylor Swift, that's what I say.
And I guess coming up next is Teen Idol by Marina.
I wanna be a bottle blonde. I don't know why, but I feel calm. I wanna be an idol teen. I wish I hadn't been so clean. I wanna stay inside all day. I want the world to go away. I want blood, guts, and chocolate cake. I wanna be a real fave. Yeah, I wish I'd been a teen idol. Wish I'd been a prom queen fighting for the title. Instead of being 16, I'm putting up a Bible. Feeling super, super, super suicidal. The wasted years, the wasted youth, the pretty lies, the ugly truth. And the day has come where I have died only to find I've come alive. I wanna I'm gonna puke it and
was Teen Idol by Marina. Definitely one of my favorite songs off Electra Heart, which I think I, like a lot of other people, did not realize that album was satire for a very long time, and it influenced me very deeply when I was listening to it in fourth grade, in a way it probably shouldn't have. I don't know if y'all have similar.
I did listen to Marina back when she still was Marina and the Diamonds, mm-hmm. and, you know, I just constantly think, like, did she lose them? What happened to the Diamonds? But yeah, good song. Very much 2014 American vibes, I think.
She's not American, though, is she?
No, she's not. But she did make her impact in America. And really, that's all that matters in the industry.
Definitely, yeah, that song takes me back to, like, 2014 Tumblr. Just the war flashbacks of the internet discourse and everyone talking about that song and the Lana Del Rey, Melanie Martinez, like, that whole group of musicians. Definitely was very impactful to be listening to as, like, a middle schooler.
So glad I escaped that unscathed because I wasn't allowed to have a phone. So,
I mean, that'll do it. Up next is The Story by Brandi Carlile.
All of these lands across my tell you the story of who I am. So many stories of where I've been, and now I got to where I am. But these stories don't mean anything when you've got no one to tell them to. It's true, I was made for you. I climbed across the mountain tops, swam all across the ocean blue, across all the land and out of local rules. And baby, I broke them all for you. Story of who I am. So
Welcome back. That was The Story by Brandi Carlile. I've always loved that song. I think it's just such a sweet, strong love song, but can be both a platonic or romantic, and it's always been a song me and my sister really share with each other and like connects us. And so it gets me so upset that the only reason it's famous is because it was featured in Grey's Anatomy. I feel like it deserves so much more hype.
Yeah, when songs blow up on TikTok and there's only that one like 15 seconds that's not even the best part of the song, and you just lose your like claim, I knew this artist first, but no one believes you because now it's huge.
That was my thing with Penelope Scott. I was listening to her when she had less than 5,000 streams on Spotify, and now she has like 3 million followers, and I have to promise, like, I'm not like the other girls. I knew her first. I'm not following the trend. She's mine.
Yeah. Personally, I love it when, like, small artists start to blow up because
it's good for them.
It's good for them, and also they have more motivation to make more music, which...
And they can tour.
I will eat that up. Except the tours always get so expensive. It goes from, like, a $20 ticket to, like, a $100 ticket.
Because you get all the TikTok fans who only know one song showing up. Because I know that was the big thing with the Steve Lacy concerts last year, where people were buying tickets who didn't know any music, and then people who went to the concert said it was so dead and no one was singing along or dancing or anything. Just sad.
Yeah, I'll stick to my underground rock shows, thank you. $10 a ticket.
The in garage some guy's band.
Basement. Yeah, exactly. And the music may be worse than what we just heard, but you know, it's a good time.
And you know what? As long as it's an original song, I think that's maybe what matters in the music industry. Our next song was very famously sued, or the artist was sued by Radiohead for plagiarizing Creep, which it's hard to say that she didn't because it sounds exactly like Creep. Our next song is Get Free by Lana Del Rey.
Finally, I'm crossing. The dead out of the sea and the darkness from the arts. This is my commitment, my modern manifesto. I'm doing it for all of us who never got the of paradise who never got to fly at night, 'cause they were caught up in the dance. Sometimes it feels like I've got a war in my mind. I wanna get off, but I keep riding the ride. I never really noticed that I had to decide to play someone's game. Solid at first glance.
Get Free by Lana Del Rey. I definitely wanted to include stuff by her on this Young Americans Radio Hour because I think her music is so synonymous with the idea of being American. I gave a whole presentation on that in my cultural diversity class, and I was counting all the times she referenced the word America or national anthem or a famous American like James Dean, or said something like about blue jeans or famous places like Brooklyn or Coney Island. And I gave up halfway through the first album because I hit 30 and I wasn't going to count anymore.
Yeah, no, I mean, listening to that just now, I can definitely hear the similarities between that song and Creep by Radiohead.
Oh, it's bad. It's...
I mean, I would say it's good. And even, like, tying that back into, like, Lana Del Rey and, like, the American, like, story, I guess you could say, Creep is such, like, an iconic song. Like, it makes sense for her brand, even though she got sued.
Yeah, I was recently introduced to Creep, and I found myself just putting it on when I'm, like, brushing my teeth. And it's changed my life. It's really great.
No, Radiohead is very, like... They're famous for a reason. That's what I say.
No, exactly. And I love Creep, but every time I hear it still, all I can think of is Get Free. But, you know, I'm a Lana girl first and foremost in my heart, always.
You're not like other girls.
I'm not like the other girls. You're not like Lana Del Rey.
You're not like those Radiohead fans. You're a Lana Del Rey fan.
Exactly. And continuing on this notion of being not like the other girls, another super indie underground artist, Taylor Swift, again. this next song is Come In With The Rain by Taylor Swift.
I could go back to every laugh, but I don't wanna go there anymore. And I know all the steps up to your door, but I don't wanna go there anymore. Talk to the wind, talk to the sky, talk to the man with the reasons why. Let me know.
Leave my window open.
could go back to every laugh, but I don't wanna go there anymore.
That was Come In With the Rain by Taylor Swift. It's my 13th favorite Taylor Swift song, which has a special place since 13 is her favorite number. And when choosing a lot of the songs that I was going to play today, I was looking through, for the most part, my like Tumblr playlists and all my fandom and favorite ship songs, and this is my Bakudeku song. Catch the look in your eyes as I said that.
Crazy thing to reference on radio, honestly. I don't think that's ever been talked about before on radio.
But, it should be.
You know, there's a first time for everything. I will say, Taylor, you've done it again. Wonderful song. If you're listening to this right now, thank you. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, I grew up on Taylor Swift. This song, I genuinely thought for the longest time that she was actually talking about, like, a rain spirit, like a nymph coming into her window. And she's just so sad and melancholy. And she's like, I wish someone would love me. May as well be a wind spirit.
No, but I get that. Because when she references, like, talking to God and stuff in the song, too, I definitely, in my, like, mythology-obsessed, you know, past and present, with, like, oh, she's actually, like, praying to the gods and Poseidon or whoever, some water god is going to come in with the rain. And
yeah,
that was not what that song was about.
No, but not at all.
It's still a great song. We can interpret it however we want. That's the fun part of music.
Yeah, I really do like that interpretation of it. I've never thought about that, like, kind of way of thinking about it before.
You could say I'm not like the other girls.
You could say that. You could say that. It would make a lot of sense.
And continuing on, back to another song from the queen of Not Like the Other Girls, Lana Del Rey. The next song is Brooklyn Baby.
They say I'm too young to love you. I don't know what I need. They think I don't understand the freedom land of the 70s. I think I'm too cool to know ya. You say I'm like the ice I freeze. I'm churning out novels like beat poetry on amphetamines. I say, I say, well, my boyfriend's in a band. He plays guitar while I sing lyrics. Feathers in my hair, I get down to be poetry.
That was Brooklyn Baby by Lana Del Rey. That is my favorite song of all time, tied with State of Grace by Taylor Swift. I think I only listened to it, like, for real the first time during COVID, and so that song just, for some reason, is the soundtrack of being quarantined in my house all the time. I would just play it on loop. I'd always tell the Alexa to put it on when I was cleaning the kitchen, and now my family hates it. but
yep,
it's still a good song.
Yep, I have so many songs. A lot of them are like just the TikTok songs of quarantine, but also like the randomest like chapstick flavor that I'll pick up again. It's like I'm still in quarantine. I actually never left. Like the bus. I'm still on the bus. God.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, our study abroad group had to take a bus from London to here to Rome. Yeah, it was terrible, and I think a part of my soul was left on that bus, honestly.
Yeah. I think we've all said ever since then that we have moments where we think, oh my god, I'm still on the bus, like I'm asleep on the bus, and none of this has been real, just because that was such a, you know, whatever, canon moment in my life. I will never, ever, I don't think, be fully past that experience. But we all bonded that way, and I think we all got closer on this trip having experienced those 30 hours on that bus together.
Yeah, no, and it was very cool seeing just like the countryside of Europe, mm-hmm. and all these different countries. Like we went through France and Switzerland. It was honestly beautiful, and like I've done road trips in America and it was very different. Mm-hmm. And I didn't expect it to be different either, but it was.
Yeah, my road trips always included a crying child. Sometimes that was me, but it was very different.
Yeah, definitely glad we're past that. I don't know if my mental health could take another 30-hour bus trip, but if I did have that experience, the next song is one of my main mental breakdown songs that I listen to. This is Breathe 2 a.m. by Anna Neilik.
2 a.m. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize hypocrites. You're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe, just breathe. Oh. Since maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while. But my God, it's so beautiful when the boy smiles. Wanna hold him, maybe I'll just sing about it. Cause he can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass the table. No one can find the rewind button, boys. So cradle your head in your song. If I get it all down on paper, it's no longer inside of me, threatening the life it belongs to. And I feel like I'm naked in front of the crowd, cause these words are my diary, screaming out loud. And I know that you'll use them however you want to. But
But you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable, and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button now. It's saying it if you understand.
That was Breathe 2 a.m. by Anna Nalick. I think I listened to it for the first time, like, way back when I was doing a lot of musical theater and I went to voice lessons. The, like, vocal coach had me use that song for practicing or whatever. And I really liked it and added it to all my playlists for when I was sad and stuff. And then one day I was playing it at home and my mom was like, Madeline, you know the song is about having an abortion. I'm like, what? What? I thought it was about just being sad. And so, I guess kind of going back to the idea of just, you can interpret them however you want. For me, that is always just like my panic attack song when I am just, I'm not feeling it and I need to just have a good cry and be overdramatic and let the water fall over me in the shower or have my like eyeliner dramatically run down my face. That is like the song that I do that to.
Yeah, when I have breakdowns, it's like my body wants to cry, but I can't, and it like gives you such a headache when you can't cry but you need to. And so sometimes in those breakdowns I would like draw ruined eyeliner on my face just to try and make it trick myself mentally into like, yes, you had that release, you're actually fine.
That is so deranged.
I'm really not like the other girls.
Yeah, you're really, I feel like we're phoning it in on that title a little bit.
The
here,
other girls
honestly
don't do that.
No,
I'm not like the other girls, I'm worse.
Yeah, yeah.
Defining yeah. the evening.
You know, I mean, yeah, yeah. No, completely. I get that. And honestly, I understand what you're saying. Don't think I could relate to it, but, you know, I understand the motive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a thought that counts.
Thanks. Yeah.
And continuing on that track of good songs to listen to when you're not feeling yourself and you need to have a good release, our next song is I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers.
Somewhere in Germany, but I can't place it. Man, I hate this part of Texas. Close my eyes, fantasize. Three clicks and I'm home. When I get back, I'll lay around. Then I'll get up and lay back down. Romanticize a quiet life. There's no place like my room. You had to go. I know, I know, I know. Like a wave that crashed and melted on the shore. Not even the burnouts are out here anymore. And you had to go. I know, I know, I know. Out in the park, we watched the sunset. Talking on a rusty swing set. After a while you went quiet and I got mean. I'm always pushing you away from me, but you come back with gravity. And when I call you come home, a bird in your teeth. So I gotta go. I know, I know. When the sirens sound, you'll hide under the floor. But I'm not gonna go down with my hometown in a tornado. I'm gonna chase it. I know, I know, I know. I gotta go now. I know, I know.
that was I Know the End by Phoebe Bridgers. Anytime I listen to it, I think about the time I was like in Belize with my family, and they went on a hike, and I somehow got separated from them and was just wandering around in the rainforest by myself, really lost. And I listened to that song on loop for like 2 hours, and that was an experience.
That's intense.
I was like actually ready for the world to end at any moment.
Yeah, one time I was playing this on the speaker and my sister came in and she's like, whoa, what is this song about? Like the end of the world? And I was like, yeah, actually it's called I Know the End. And she's like, makes sense. And she left because it was a little much.
Yeah, I was actually lucky enough to see this performed live.
Oh my God.
By Phoebe in New York. And I just remember being in like a crowd of 200 and all of us just like screaming our lungs out at the end.
Oh my God, it's my scream.
My favorite part of the concert, yeah. No, I love Phoebe. Love her to death. But I really do think that she needs to like scale down her concerts a little bit. I feel like I just wish it was more intimate in a sense, because her music is like very much emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you do have that beautiful experience of screaming with 200 other people, you know?
Yeah, especially because so many of her songs aren't ones that she's like on stage dancing to the way you might have at other concerts. It's truly about kind of her and an instrument and singing and the audience connection, and you can't do that as well in a big stadium. But at the same time, I feel like if she scales down, we're gonna have the same issue we've been having with Mitski, which is that the resellers buy everything first, and the tickets that were being sold for $40 are being sold for $400, and no one can go see them. So I appreciate that she wants to make it accessible to her fans, and like she recognizes she has this large fan base of people who want to come see her.
She did bring her dog on stage. It was awesome.
Aww.
Yeah.
Wild. Did it have headphones on?
No, we just were really quiet for the dog.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I guess talking about interesting concert performances, our next song is Bravado by Lord.
Oh,
That was Bravado by Lorde. And again, going back to interesting concert performances, have you seen the videos of her shushing the crowds when she's doing the acapella version of Right So in the funny. Dark?
That's crazy. The only thing I can think about when I think about her. Like, genuinely, it's all that's on my mind.
I think about the South Park thing with her, of how someone's dad is actually Lorde. I haven't actually seen South Park, but when I think of Lorde, those are the two things I think of, South Park and the concert where she was, like, in the audience's face, like, shh, and, like...
Yeah, it's insane. Her, like, everything that I hear about her just pulls my perception of her in a completely different direction, and I have no idea what to make of her. When I heard, like, Royals growing up, obviously, it was such, like, a visually stimulating song. Every time I think of Lorde, I see, like, a white saber-toothed tiger with, like, gold teeth is what I see when I think of Lorde.
She really changed the world, honestly.
And then I think Ribs by Lorde is in everyone's heart.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
And that is the song of friendship and growing up and... you know, not feeling like the other girls. So
there's that. There it is again, huh? We keep circling Liability. Back. Oh, you're so true. I love that song.
Wait, what song?
Liability.
Oh my god, that whole album, and also Green Light.
Yeah,
forever.
Yeah,
I can only think of The Great Gatsby when I hear that song. Like, honestly.
See, for me, they used that song in New Girl when Jess and Nick finally got together again. I don't know if either of y'all have seen it, so that's why I always think about New Girl when I hear Green Light.
Yes, yes.
I guess continuing on, our next song is Easy Silence by The Chicks.
Accidents and accusations, messages and misperceptions paralyze my mind. Buses, cars, and airplanes leaving, burning fumes of gasoline, and everyone is running, and I come to find a refuge in the easy silence that you make for me. It's okay when there's nothing more to say. Try to find the next one they can crucify. And anger plays on every station. Answers only make more questions. I need something to believe in. Breathing sanctuary in the easy silence that you make for me. It's okay when there's nothing more to say. Watching war made us immune, and I've got all the world to lose, but I just wanna hold on to the easy silence that you make for me. It's okay when there's nothing more to say to me, in the peaceful quiet. Say to me, and the peace.
That was Easy Silence by The Chicks. I first discovered that song when I was doing costume design for a play, and it was a student director who was picking songs to go as like the transitions between scenes. And since then, I've always loved it. I added it to a bunch of, again, like my fandom and shit playlists as always. And so that one is straight from the Law Light playlist and, you know, hanging out with our friend Light, as Kat loves to talk about.
Yeah, no, Death Note is a fun show. I recommend it if you haven't watched it.
Yep, just been introduced to that one as well. I have a lot of new experiences that I've been experiencing. Death Note's actually has explained a lot of things about fandom that I had stumbled on in the past, and and now I have the knowledge.
Just of internet culture in general.
It all comes from Death Note.
It gets referenced so much, and people just need to watch the show because it's amazing, and also then they'll just understand me in the world better.
Yeah.
I guess a reminder, you are listening to the Young Americans Radio on Radio In Country in Blue. You can follow us at www.radioincountry.org. And again, thank you for listening. I'm your host, Maddie. I'm here with Amberly and Kat as my co-hosts. And our final song for the night is another one straight from the Law Light playlist. Also, the song I listened to, I think on loop for 4 days when me and my ex broke up, because there is no song that makes me feel more like I am the only person to have experienced this emotion before, and the whole world's falling apart around me, but it's okay because I have a great song to listen to. Our final song of the night is First Love, Late Spring by Mitski.